everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Land and its improvements are a major financial investment. Therefore, all land ownership boundaries should be located and monumented with a boundary survey performed by a licensed land surveyor. Whether your property is to be sold, subdivided, improved, or if your boundaries and corners are uncertain or an encroachment is suspected, contact a member of the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors. Visit www.osls.org for a licensed land surveyor near you.
And welcome back. Sharp losses quickly developed throughout cattle trade today, with traders adjusting positions following the strong move higher midweek. Even though losses remained significant, losses at midday pulled back from session lows while buyers stepped back into the complex. Firm pressure, though, held in live cattle futures today, with traders focused on triple-digit losses in feeder cattle markets. Aggressive gains once again developing in the grain complex, which allowed for increased market volatility throughout the entire cattle market. This sparked some additional trade volume throughout the end of the week, but the pullback from the sharp highs seen on Wednesday could cause many traders to square their positions. If markets can curb losses of a dollar per hundredweight throughout the end of the week and rebuild additional buyer support early next week, follow-through support would likely develop across all markets. In feeder cattle markets, though, strong triple-digit losses quickly developed, with traders focused on the overall lack of support from commercial traders and the lack of market activity early this morning. Even though feeder cattle trade currently at $1 to $1.50 per hundredweight lower, markets were able to pull back from session lows, which were well above $2 per hundredweight earlier in the morning. The widespread pressure in the market likely to have very little long-term impact in the markets due to the volatility in the complex. Grain futures, though, were mixed today. Corn and soybeans moved higher, while wheat gave back more of its recent gains as traders evaluated the impact of weather, past, present, and future. Corn prices were higher, though, overcoming a little early profit-taking. December futures had upside targets today as they attempted to take out yesterday's highs. Soybeans were higher as well, benefiting from steady buying after rejecting an early attempt to break. November futures hit the 61.8% retracement of its July sell-off overnight, which capped gains. Wheat prices were down a little but appeared to be slowly clawing their way back from early selling in Asia. Parts of the hard-hit Dakotas, though, picked up some rain this week, though temperatures still remain hot. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.